It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Here we are.
Here we are. It is time for the Swap Meet, my favorite time of the week. Wednesday nights here, 312-981-7200. This is a segment where you call in, we'll evaluate your collectibles, your memorabilia, your junk. Why not, right? 312-981-7200. A new wrinkle, of course, in the Swap Meet is that if you can call in and the best brag, and Andy Shaw was in here earlier, and he caught on quick. He started bragging about all the stuff he had. I'm like, all right. You know what? You'll get beat by the listeners, so yep. Go ahead and put it away. But obviously, if you call in with the best brag, you're going to get a Lou Malnati's pizza.
Yep, we made it competitive.
It's
there's a sport.
You know, we just decided we wanted to be like the Roman emperors who sit right up in the thing and watch the gladiators fight it out.
Yep.
Like Hulk and the other guy.
Yep.
Thor. That's what it was.
There you go.
Thor, sorry. 312-981-7200. Although I do like that name. I have someone to Hulk and the other guy. That would be a good movie. A new Marvel movie. Yep. Greg Flam is at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. All right, let's kick it off. Of course, we always start it with what you brought in tonight. So what do you got here? You got a big poster in front of me.
Yeah, I normally do the sports posters.
Right.
And today I brought in a Cleopatra exhibit poster from the Field Museum from back in 2002. I guess the exhibit ran from October of 2001 to March of 2002. But I got it, for $2, so it's like a $75 poster, so that's not bad. As well as I got the Pearls exhibit poster as well with it, so that was kind of cool.
It's a nice frame. Looks
I obviously didn't come with the frame, and happened to fit that. Yeah, but no, the poster alone, it's like $75 without the frame. So
this hopefully looks like something that would be on the side of a bus terminal, mm-hmm, or like a, you know what I'm talking about right here? These little bus, see one right
vestibules
there.
Vestibules or whatever they call
the
them.
Vestibule. Yeah, so that's cool.
Yeah,
all right,
so that was
good. That's a big win. Where'd you find that?
T-shirts. That was at Wolf's Flea Market. I got that. Yeah, so that's cool. And then my love of graphic tees, and they sell very well. I brought in a couple, and we'll save the best one for last. So we got this Brooklyn Subway map t-shirt, which is made by NYC Subway Line. It's kind of cool. It's got, it's
that looks like
very colorful
that a European tourist would wear.
Yeah.
Or a hipster from Brooklyn,
yep,
who's ironically wearing it.
Right.
He's like, this is my train line. I don't really take the train, but this is what it would be.
And looking online, they made them for all the boroughs, so that's kind of cool. Then my favorite was finding this WLUW t-shirt, Loyola.
Yeah.
And
88.7.
It's a graphic, yep. And so it's an octopus holding a bunch of records, and you got all your food groups represented here. You got Naked Raycon, Devo, let's see, the Minutemen. So all like these punk, groups and some industrial groups. And it's a cool shirt. I couldn't date it, and I could not find another one online for it. So that's kind of cool. I'm holding out for like probably $60 on this guy.
Didn't they call? Was that the radio station they called Energy 88 for a while? Or was that a different? That might have been LUW.
Yeah, I think so.
This weekend, Pete Zimmerman sent me a text with an awesome thing that he found. I forgot what it was. It was a fridge.
It was a record. I was doing some crate digging.
Okay.
And it was a record sealed, William Perry and Walter Payton rapping together.
Oh, wow.
That's what it was called, right?
I have not heard of that. That's awesome. I mean, sealed is awesome, and then Payton alone does really well.
But
and then Perry
so
with it.
Beyond the who's on it. It was a rap record, like it was an album that they rap together, like they rap songs. Did you get it?
I did not get it. Only
do you know what they wanted for it?
$5.
Oh, I would have grabbed it. Yeah.
Well, I did some research while I was there.
Okay.
And that seems to be the going price.
Good job, then. You did your
diligence. How is that possible? How if the fridge and Walter Payton?
They're in tuxedos. They're in tuxedos on the cover of the record,
and they're rapping together.
Yeah,
and that's worth $5.
And sealed, I would have thought much more. No, I mean, maybe they were open ones that were going for $5, and maybe a sealed one would be 20, 25. I don't know, but I would guess even more than 25.
Yeah, right.
I should give you the pizza because that's the best thing right. I've ever heard. And I mean, that's gonna be hard to beat tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was like, oh my god, yeah. Like this guy, because it was like a bunch of cool records, I was like, this guy doesn't know what he has here. Yeah. I'm just paying for my kid's college that I don't have.
That was me today at a used record store finding a bunch of loop records. And right now, it's almost like a mini Bitcoin thing on eBay. All the loop stuff is going for crazy money. Bumper stickers are going for $75. Old loop bumper sticker.
Really?
Hopefully, Pete might have some of this stuff. But just like the black Chicago Rocks record, that someone's asking $75 for that.
Really?
And there's only two on eBay because they've been bought up.
Last week with Squad, he had the VHS of the New Year's Eve celebration of Steve Gary.
Bell, yeah.
That got a Lou Malnati's pizza.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what we're looking for, people.
There we go. So there's the bar.
If anyone has the, they still can be eligible for the pizza if they have the Peyton fridge rapping album.
Yeah, but they have to text in a picture of the whole thing.
No, I was going to say they have to perform. They have to karaoke the tracks.
Yeah, they could play it.
Greg Flam at DuPage Picker. All right, let's get to it. 312-981-7200. We got a lot of texts that have come in already. Let's get you on the line as well. And of course, the one who's going to brag the most gets it. The best brag gets the best pizza. Let's put it that way. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break, come back, start it up. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Greg Flam in studio at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. And we are playing the swap meet. We got a lot of stuff to get through, texts and calls that are coming in. And of course, the best brag tonight, the best memorabilia, the best collectible, Chicago centric. I always love it, Chicago centric. I'm the judge. You're going to get a pizza, a Lou Malnati's. Not messing around. So let's start tonight with Sue. Sue, what do you want to brag about?
I want to brag about my grandmother's radio.
Okay.
It's a 1945, the year I was born.
Okay.
A stand-up Motorola AM radio. It has a shortwave part of it that, especially on Sunday night, you can pick up the whole world.
Wow.
And it also has a 78 RPM turntable on it.
Nice.
Which plays all my dad's 78 records.
Wow. And I'm going to guess it probably still works, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
that's how I pick up the world.
Yeah, I find older radios like that, and you just turn them on, they work. All you got to do is kind of clean them up.
It wasn't until the 70s where
I also have a whole set of tubes to replace tubes if they burn out.
Oh, my God.
It was somewhere in the 70s and 80s, they went, we should have these things break so they'll buy new ones.
Yeah.
They didn't figure that out in the 40s yet.
There's too much landfill we could fill up.
So what do you think?
Okay, so first off, the tubes alone could be, I don't know. I mean, I found some radio, and some of the tubes are like $150 just for one tube.
Wow.
So the spare tubes right there, you probably want to, look those up individually. Mm-hmm. The radio itself, I could not find a stand-up one. I found the tabletop version of it, 1945, shortwave, everything. And those are going for $175 to $250. Mm. Now, the problem you have with the stand-up is they're harder to move. You can't ship them. And, a lot of people either do consignment to sell them if you did want to sell it, or you could do offer-up. But if you're looking just for a value, I have to say in the, 200 to 350 range to kind of start.
Yeah, it's an absolutely beautiful piece of furniture. It's the centerpiece of my living room.
That's awesome.
Then what do you want to get rid of it for?
I would sell the tubes, so I would keep the radio.
You just said to call it and brag.
Yeah, right. Well, it's
a
good brag.
That is a good brag.
Keep the radio and sell the tubes.
No. Then if they break a tube, then I won't have anything to replace.
Yeah, but you got to gamble. You got to live on the edge.
Well,
you could buy new 78s.
If you were in your 20s, I would go with that. But we're older, so it's like.
All right, thanks, Sue.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, it's good stuff. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Bob. Bob, what do you want to brag about, Bob?
I have a couple of things from the United States Congress.
Ooh.
Okay.
I have a pair of gold cufflinks with the U.S. Congress seal of it. And they're engraved on the back Dan Rostenkowski.
Yeah. Wow. I was going to say, if you're going to have Congress stuff on this program, it better be Rostenkowski. I will only accept a memorabilia from a disgraced congressman. Regular congressman, who cares, right?
Yeah, then I have four drink coasters from the United States Congress. They're metal with the congressional seal on them. With a gold edge.
Wow.
That's ridiculous. That's good. I love that they make the coasters.
Yeah, that's...
They need it for all the drinking that's going down in different offices in Washington. They're like, you know, we might as well put the seal on these coasters.
Wow.
From the tumblers.
That's pretty rare. I obviously having trouble looking something that specific up.
Can I ask where you got this stuff, Bob? I mean, are you related?
Okay. No, not related at all. When I was 16 years old in 1968... I worked the Democratic Convention in Chicago, and then in November, I was working at Democratic headquarters, delivering the vote count from the precincts and ward offices up to Mayor Daley's office.
What?
And of course, I was bringing them up for the mayor to look at, you know, and in turn, Rostenkowski was up there, and of course, you know, Nixon won that election. And the mayor kept getting upset about the fact that a lot of his precincts were not delivering, you know, with a very strong Democratic vote.
Wow.
And, of course, I was just a 16-year-old kid, you know, and the mayor kept looking at me like, you know, kid, you're bringing me bad numbers. And the congressman, you know, he sent me as a gift. Thanking me for my work that night.
Oh, I thought maybe he took his cufflinks off in front of you like, I'm going to kick the living snot out of you, 16-year-old. Take my cufflinks.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's a great story,
Bob. I mean, I hesitate to give a pizza away so early, but this is the front runner,
right,
Bob.
Second week in a row.
68 convention, and in the 68 election,
right.
in the presence of Mayor Richard J. Daley.
Yep,
amazing.
Great story.
At the 68 convention, we had a cab strike in Chicago.
Okay? Oh, interesting, yeah.
Okay, and my dad was in the limousine business in Chicago. And he committed to the mayor. He said, we'll get you all the transportation you needed. The mayor said, you go ahead and do it. So my dad hired 300 Hertz budget all your rental cars.
Wow.
And he put cab drivers in it. And so, and of course, political parties don't pay their bill. They don't pay their bill. I mean, so every day I would have to meet with Walter Mondale, and he would pay the day previous his bill, plus give me a $10,000 deposit for the upcoming day.
Wow.
So I was seeing him, and I was at the Hilt, and that's where I was based at.
Oh my gosh, you got to write a book.
That
Bob.
Is a
this
great
is
story.
Great. This is the 50th anniversary, man, this summer. This is crazy.
Well, yeah. I mean, you said it. I am writing a book. It's called Saturdays at the Garage.
I love it.
Oh, nice.
All right, Bob, great, man. This is great. We didn't have any info on but it's the best brag I've ever heard.
It is.
And so right now, Bob is the front runner for a Lou Malnati's pizza. Bob, thanks for calling. I appreciate it, bud.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was great.
Yep.
That was exactly what I want.
Right. Great story.
Oh, my gosh. Pete, I'm over the moon. That was amazing.
He had all of it covered. Chicago, Mayor Daley, the cufflink. I mean, just had it. You know.
I just love that image of going up there like it's not so good from the 14th. What? What did you say, 16-year-old kid? That's so good. It's so good.
Nice.
All right, let's go to Bert. Bert, what do you want to brag about, Bert?
Well, I'd like to brag about these two prints that I found when I was in college. And I salvaged them from a trunk that was brought back from World War I. And they had been in the trunk for 40 years, and I've had them for 50 years. So there's 100 years, and the best estimate we've got, I took them years ago to the Art Institute, and they told me that they were made between 1805 and 1809.
Wow.
Because after 1809, there was virtually nothing done about Napoleon. And one of them is dated 1805.
Wait, are these a prints of Napoleon?
Of Napoleon. One of them is of Napoleon and the troops entering Vienna in 1805. And the other one is the Napoleon being blessed by the Pope at Fontainebleau.
And these are prints. So these are paintings?
No, they're prints.
Oh, okay.
One of them is clearly an engraving. The other one is appears to be originally a woodcut of some sort. It's a little bit it's not as detailed as the engraving of the French entering Vienna, which has all of Vienna in the background, the city, and the troops marching in, and Napoleon sitting on his horse at the top of the hill looking over it.
That's amazing. Wow. So the Art Institute says it's the beginning of the 19th century. I'm not very good with my Napoleon history, but I mean, that's amazing to think that at that time, dang, man, that's good. That's good stuff, man. That's another one hard to look up,
but engraving Napoleon went for $340 recently. But I can't tell you the backstory like this caller had.
Bert, I'm torn because a prince from 1805 versus cufflinks from Rostenkowski, that's tough. That's tough. All right, Bert, thank you. Thanks for the call. That's amazing. That's really good stuff. Wow. As 773 says, can't beat Bob. I'm calling in next week.
Pace yourself, right?
Bob's is good, but Bert's was good too, yeah, man. That's a tough one because
Wednesday
you're like
bringing it.
That's a he's got prints from 1805. But then again, Bob got yelled at by Richard J. Daley.
Right, you can't. Daley stories are awesome.
Greg Flam in studio at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. It's a swap meet. We'll take a quick break, and we'll get the news with David Jennings. We'll come back for the second half of the swap meet. I got a lot of great stuff, including what looks to be a 1973 poster map of the Chicago area that was made up by Arthur Rubloff. That's interesting. Hmm. There's a lot of good stuff coming up here. It's still open. I mean, it's hard to beat cufflinks or prints of Napoleon from the early 19th century, but hey, I don't know what you got at home. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
Nice.
It's time for swap meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Yep, second half.
There we go. It's the second half of the swap meet here. 312-981-7200. You can find the info on Greg at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We got some texts and some calls to get to in the second half of the swap meet. Of course, the winner tonight with the best brag, Chicago Collectibles memorabilia. They're going to get a Lumel 90s pizza. And right now, Bob's in the lead after a story getting yelled at. There's a 16-year-old kid in 1968 by Mayor Daley.
Yep.
Because the returns, he was bringing the vote totals back to the office from the precincts, and they weren't strong enough to beat Nixon. And so he was in the room with Daley and a Rostenkowski.
Even better was his dad's limo company providing the transportation to get the results to. That's really good.
I just love it. I mean, I feel like almost like HBO's Veep, but the 68 convention. I think Armando Iannucci's got this new movie, The Death of Stalin, which is all about what happened when Joseph Stalin died, but it's just like Veep, but for Russian politics. I mean, okay. It really is the exact same thing. He just did a comedy about it. And so I feel like now he should just do all of the moments in history, what it was like in that, and you know, in Chicago in 68. Yep. And make a comedy out of it. 312-981-7200. Let us go to Tom to kick off the second half. Tom, what do you want to brag about?
I have a framed picture of the Beatles' first performance. It's in color on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Here they are, the Beatles.
Ed Sullivan is in it with the director and the four Beatles and Harrison and Leonard Roth joking, and It's in really good condition. Wow. And it's numbered 600/1964.
1964. Here they are. From Liverpool, the Beatles.
The Beatles.
The Beatles. I feel like you can't be a comedy and you can't be a comic without a good Ed Sullivan impression, right? I feel like at a certain point.
The really good shoe.
Yeah.
That's the go-to, the shoe.
You know, we get a lot of this stuff,
Yeah, it's hard because there are so many reproductions of that. So unless you can, I mean, you said it was numbered 600, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, 1964.
Yeah, that might change the game there, but I mean.
And it says authentic limited edition collectible.
Hmm. Yeah, that's.
What'd they play on that song? Were they in their slow jam moment?
It was
there?
Just 17.
Oh, no, they brought the hard stuff.
Hard from the okay.
And they also, I guess they played more than what aired.
Yeah, they played
an extra
song
or something. Yeah, that it didn't air. Yeah. Having trouble finding a numbered, limited edition come up, but, you'd have to maybe check back with me on Facebook.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Sorry about that. Thanks.
That song, which is a great song, is also She Was Just 17, If You Know What I Mean. What are you talking about? Are you talking about Lennon? Are you talking about McCartney? What are you talking about? I don't know what you mean.
No, I'm 14.
I don't know what that means.
Again, gotta wait till you grow up, kid.
Exactly. Stuart, what do you want to brag about, Stuart?
Do you remember Chicago Fest?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah, it was on Navy Pier. It was before Navy Pier was redeveloped.
Yep.
The original Chicago Fest had a poster. It was a floating musical note on the lake.
Right.
And I have the original poster.
Poster, yeah. That's awesome.
Mayor Bolandic. Yep. Forget Mayor Byrne.
Yeah.
Mayor
Bolandic.
Okay, you're tugging at my heartstrings because I saw Billy Squire at that Chicago Fest on the pier there. That was awesome. And the thing, as a budding guitarist at the time, the thing that just kind of stuck in my mind all these years is he had this move where he threw his guitar over the drummer, from the front stage back towards the lake. Looked like he was throwing the guitar into the lake, but he had a roadie then below the drummer that would catch the guitar. And I'm like, that is the coolest thing ever. And I want to be a rock star. So,
what's
anyway.
A Billy Squire jam? Is that
Lonely Is the Night? Stroke Me was the big one. Yeah, but that album was it Strangers in the Night or something. But that was
anyway,
a great album.
We digress.
Right, we're
sorry, Stuart.
We're rolling off track.
Chicago Fest was developed by the company that did the music festival in Milwaukee. They had like five stages,
Okay.
And I was out there, and I listened to the country western stage with Marsha Ball.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And Stuart, hold on one second. Listen to this. Don't take no rhythm. Don't take no style. Got a thirst for killing. All right, there we go. Sorry, we digress once again.
Yep. So the posters sell. There's a couple of them online now, and they go for about $45 to $60. Yeah. I've seen them physically in front of me go for about $125. So, but I would like. I think I've said this in the past. I would like try to get that poster when I see it because that's just a favorite.
Yeah. Well, this is a mint. It's a poster. It's not poster paper. It's actually cardboard. Okay. I worked for the ad agency design firm that made it.
Okay.
And so the original post. They're like. Hard cardboard,
right?
And I have some Mayor Burns as well, but I also have the Mayor Bolandic version.
Oh wow! And, yeah, that changes things a little bit there. Yeah, so probably a few hundred then to start. And if you do sell, do an auction, of course. I'm sure you know that. But going back, I mean, Chicago Fest and Mayor Byrne is what got me on this station. So
yeah, that's right. I loved it. He had the Jane Byrne
coloring book and some other Chicago Fest stuff.
Thanks, Stuart.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. 312-981-7200. Chicago Fest posters, near and dear. Little Billy Squire. We'll take it.
Pete, bringing me back.
All right. Okay. So 773 has the 1973 poster map of the Chicago area with Arthur Rubloff. He had it made up to commemorate his company's 50th year in the business. He only made about $200 or $250. She has it. I have it framed. I was an employee there, says Pat.
Okay. Obviously, a rare item. I could not find anything other than like an 8x10 photo of Rubloff.
Of Rubloff himself.
Yeah. And
that's a big company. I mean, it was a commercial real estate or real estate company?
Yeah, just list him as a realtor on the 8x10 headshot. But yeah, that poster being only $200, it's pretty hard to find that. Yeah. I'm still thinking it could be in a $200 to $300 starting auction is what I would do, and then you can always go down if you're not getting anything.
Okay, we've got a 630's got. I don't know if this is a package. I guess it's an old 50. I don't even know. It's a yo-yo cocktail mixer.
Yeah,
for playful bartenders. So essentially, a prank. Or a weird showy kind of yo-yo thing where two cups come together in the yo-yo. There's a picture of it, and you can do the cocktail thing with Tom Cruise and kind of make fun of
it's kind of
making drinks.
Yep. There's only one right now on eBay, and it's going bids about $40 starting at $40. It's got three bids on it. So that's the type of stuff I collect. I love that old barware, 50s, 60s, you know,
so
novelty
weird. That's
stuff.
Such a weird one.
Yeah, it is.
Like that would be like, it's time to have some fun. Let's do some jokes while we make these drinks.
Yeah, but that stuff sells pretty quick. Yeah, it's not a huge seller, you know, as far as dollar amount, but it's it sells relatively quick.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker in studio tonight, as he is every Wednesday for the swap meet. All right, we will take our final break. We'll come back and we will continue. I've got text and phone to get to, and then we will also crown the champion of this week's swap meet, who gets a Lou Malnati's pizza. Stay with us. It's swap meet, 312-981-7200. Before we get to continuing here, I just want to say I got the Amber Alert that David Jennings was talking about. Lynn Roby, age 3, and Jordan Washington, age 2. And it says it's in a silver Chevy Malibu or Impala. So if you're in the area, an Amber Alert issued right now for a silver Chevy Malibu or Impala for two kids that allegedly were taken by their father. Without permission. Is that right, David? That's essentially, I'm getting the story right from your newscast. But Lynn Roby, age 3, Jordan Washington, age 2, and they're looking for a silver Chevy Malibu or Impala. So if you're driving, take a look out for that. Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. In studio, it's a swap meet. The best brag tonight is going to get a pizza. Bob's in the lead, bragging about getting yelled at by Richard J. Daley. And there's nothing better than that. Let's go to Dave. Dave, what do you want to brag about?
Hi guys, great show.
Thank you, buddy.
I've got a couple things, and I'll make it quick so other people can get on. The first item I have is a first pressing of Robin Hood, which is it's a hardcover in fair condition.
Okay. Wow, that's cool. I like that. I'm a big Robin Hood guy.
Do you have any more information on that? Because I tried pulling that up, and I was getting like four different.
Are we talking
covers.
The Fox? From Disney? That was a good Robin Hood. Remember that? Robin Hood was the fox? Was it Orange Fox?
This is the actual first novel. I have it in a box somewhere.
Okay.
But I don't even know what year it came out, but I know it is like in the early 1900s, maybe the 1920s.
Okay.
Do you guys know what year that would have come out?
Not offhand. What was the other item you had?
The extra large original Star Wars comic book. It's approximately 16 by 12, and that's in good condition.
Okay, good condition. I've seen those go for $1,500 to $2,000.
Wow,
so that's your winner.
Wow,
yeah,
there you go. That's a good.
In
window.
Good condition, obviously, you might expect a little less than that, because obviously those are in like mint condition, sealed, all that. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one there. The Robin Hood, if you want, you know, texting a picture next week if you get in front of it to text a picture, because I'm seeing too many different covers to give you a straight answer.
There you go.
Yeah, and there's also pictures in the book.
Oh, okay.
Nice. And no fox. It's too bad. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for calling me.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
He's going to go into it again. He's going to say, no, it's the original. It's from the 1900s. Yeah, I know. Yep. Making Disney jokes. All right. 312 says, I have a copy of Deities and Demagogues with the Chitui Mythos designed by Gary Gygax. What am I reading? Original native. Nothing on that? Deities and Demagogues. That seems like that would be a thing.
Right. I lost there.
262 says, what if the Chicago Fest poster was signed by Vern Troyer?
Vern Troyer. Okay.
262 loves that bit. Continues to come back. Right. Every week comes with a Vern. Sometimes I don't read them, but you know what? I will commit. If you're going to be that creative, I will commit to the Vern Troyer bit.
Okay.
I will. All right. Here we go. Okay, so we've got this, I don't know what to say on this one. It is a turquoise
material. It looks like a there's pictures of it. And I showed you the picture. It's a perfume holder of some sort with some really cool art on it. But it seems to be a set of perfume holder and makeup kit and mirror from way back when. Anything on that kind of set?
Not finding that. Would that be called topaz as well? I don't know. But
I don't know.
I'm not finding it. Very beautiful what they sent in, but
yeah,
can't not find it.
773's got a 1944 Nederland, Nederland, silver dime and quarter. A 1944 Nederland, Nederland.
Okay.
Nederland, silver dime and silver quarter. We got to the coins. People love the coins.
Yeah, bringing the coins now.
Bringing in the coins.
Offhand, a 1944. Can't find it here.
That doesn't seem to be... I mean, it's silver, so I guess that's a big deal.
Right.
But it doesn't seem like that's that long ago to be...
Yeah, and
you're usually going to get some silvers and dimes and quarters from the later part of the 19th century.
Yeah, plus, you know, with coins, condition, again, is everything. But I'm just not able to
find
anything.
Keep moving
right now.
Yep. I'm going to get through these.
Yep.
331 says, I have an American Flyer S-gauge train. There are hundreds of cars, all types and several different engines, about a dozen of them. An American Flyer S-gauge train.
Yep. That's a good one. You know, that some of them can go for $600. I've seen some as low with multi-cars, like they said, for $350. And I'm sure they can go higher than that, too, depending what the style or brand name of the car set. You know, they made them different.
Got it, yeah.
So, yeah. So, $350, $600, and up.
That's good.
Yep.
The Demagogues, the Deities and Demagogues is a Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, okay.
Which is very cool. Mm-hmm. Very Stranger Things of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be cool. All right. Keep moving here. Marshall Field, 773 says, Marshall Field used to mail magazine-style advertisements to people with charge accounts, many pages. This one below, there's a picture, has Johnny Depp when he was very young on the cover.
Wow.
And another one is just a picture of the inside pages. But a Marshall Field's advertisement, looks like it's, obviously if it's Johnny Depp, you're talking about early in the, or not that, I mean, we're talking the 80s, right? I mean, 21 Jump Street type.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find that.
So Johnny Depp on the cover of what is called The List. Let me see here. Get a little closer. It's not the greatest picture. The Back to School Hip List.
Nice.
And Marshall Field's, it's a catalog, and it's got two black and white pictures on it, but it also has Johnny Depp's headshot essentially in the middle of this Marshall Field's catalog.
Well, that would be pretty rare because nothing like just searching Marshall Field, Johnny Depp is not coming up. So
I was going to say, and usually we get... much more Marshall Field stuff. Do you remember the heyday?
Mm-hmm.
Marshall Fields. This is an 80s Marshall Field.
Yeah, it's a good find. I'm going to keep an eye. I didn't know that existed. So
yeah, there you go.
I have my Marshall Field collection like everyone else. I've sold a lot of it at Wolf's Flea Market, too. People buy it.
All right. So wrap this up. We're going to wrap up, and we're going to give the Lou Malnati's Pizza, which is Lou Malnati's Great Pizza, which you can find at 40-plus Chicagoland locations, loumalnati's.com. We're going to give it to Bob. Bob had the best story and the best gold cufflinks from Dan Rosenkowski, which were a gift because I guess Congressman Rosenkowski felt bad that Richard J. Daley was yelling at the 16-year-old Bob.
Yeah.
What do you mean the 20? It's only got 10%. You punk kid. You 16-year-old punk kid. Great story by Bob to tell that story
about
1968, which is coming up on the 50th anniversary of DNC in that election. But he'll get the pizza, so thanks for playing. And for everyone else who texted in and called in tonight, thank you as well to Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep.
He joins us every Wednesday. See you next week, buddy.
Thank you.